This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome into Vern's postgame show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. It's a final from Toronto. Royals dropped the opener of this three-game series. Final score, Blue Jays 6, Royals 5. Listen, I need you to listen not just to the few words that come out of my mouth over the next few minutes, but listen to the totality of what I'm saying. I'm not saying that this is same old Royals. I'm not saying that the 2024 edition of the Boys in Blue is a carbon copy of what we've been watching for the past 5, 6, 7 years. I'm not saying that. But I don't know about you. That game gave me some old feelings tonight. Just that game. Just this 6-5 loss. Not any of the previous 29 games. Just this one tonight. For the first time all year, this one felt very, very familiar. Am I wrong? Let me know. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. That's also the text line number. If you want to just shoot me a text, go right ahead. 913-586-7610. Yeah, this felt very 2022, 2023. It felt very familiar in that going into the game, I was hoping that the starting pitcher could give you four innings. Hoping, rooting for Jonathan Boland to give this team four innings of work. I did that basically every game last year. Until Cole Reagan showed up. You know, okay, Brady Singer's turn would come up. You'd feel, all right, we're going to get five innings. But for the most part, throughout 2022 and 2023, you went into starts going, man, I hope this guy can make it through the lineup twice. That's how I was feeling tonight. That felt very familiar. And then watching that pitcher be unable to finish the fourth inning, that felt very familiar. And then sitting around and hoping for the best from your deficit relief pitching. Right? Not the John Schreiber and James MacArthur. I'm talking the Tyler Duffys and the Matt Sowers. That felt very familiar. Having chances offensively, but the game always feeling just out of reach. That felt very familiar. Thankfully, Cole Reagan's pitches tomorrow. and then Seth Lugo on Wednesday. And then Brady Singer on Friday, Michael Wacha on Saturday. So this is not 2022. This is not 2023. But tonight certainly felt like it. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. 913-586-7610. The Royals are now 17-13. They find themselves in another losing streak. The second losing streak of the season. What I want to know from you is, if you're Matt Quatrero, do you give Jonathan Bolin the ball again? When this spot in the rotation comes up Sunday in the finale against the defending World Series champion Texas Rangers, do you go back to Jonathan Bolin? 913-586-7610. Do you let Daniel Lynch audition? Daniel Lynch is on the 40-man roster. With all the rainouts down in Omaha, you can finagle the pitching probables so Daniel Lynch can pitch. Let me know. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Now, as far as the game tonight, for the second time all year, your starting pitcher didn't really give you a chance to win. Don't get me wrong, I'm not disappointed, upset, or frustrated with Jonathan Bolin. I really didn't have high expectations. I was curious. I had more curiosity than anticipation to see what Bolin was going to do today. He gives up four runs, doesn't make it out of the third inning. Now, Tyler Duffy did his best, as did Matt Sauer. Nick Anderson looked good in the eighth inning, but the game was just always out of reach. You had chances offensively. Bobby in the second inning. Vinny Pasquantino with the bases juiced in the fourth. Salvi in the ninth. So the opportunities were there. The big dogs in your lineup had chances at the dish. But like I mentioned, really never felt a part of this game, despite the fact you jumped out to a 2-0 lead. 2-0 right out of the gate, but it is a short-lived lead. That's three batters into the bottom half of the first inning, and it's knotted up. 2-2 after one, 4-2 after three, and the Royals kept coming. 4-2 after three, it's 4-3 after the fourth inning. 5-3 after the fifth, 6-4. After the sixth, Freddie Fermin hits a home run in the eighth inning, and we have a one-run game, 6-5, going to the ninth inning. Royals had a chance again. Salvi coming in off the bench as he was scratched before the game with back soreness. Salvi comes through with a two-out single. Runners on the corners with two out, and Michael Massey can win it, can tie it. A seven-pitch battle with Nate Pearson ends with Massey swinging over top a curveball. I don't know how he lasted seven pitches with that big stuff of Nate Pearson, knowing that that breaker was in his back pocket. Massey battled, but ultimately just fell short. So, again, phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals fall 6-5 in Toronto. We'll get to your phone calls, your text messages, and head inside that Royals clubhouse after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Vermeen drives it deep in the air, straightaway left, Schneider back, turns around, it's gone! Into the Blue Jays bullpen! Freddie Vermeen smacks his first home run of the season, and the Royals are within a run!
Freddie's home run there in the eighth inning made it 6-5 Toronto. Sadly, that would be the final score. Royals drop in a third straight game, finding themselves now in third place in the American League Central. Just a game clear of the Twins, who are in fourth. Vermeen's leadoff blast there in the eighth inning. He belts a splitter up from right-hander Eric Swanson. Jumps off the bat at 105 miles per hour, an 0-2 pitch. Great swing, powerful swing from Freddie Vermeen. One of two homers on the night for the boys in blue. Two innings before, Kyle Isbell hit a one-out solo blast. His third of the season. Kyle Isbell now has more home runs than Nelson Velasquez. Good for Kyle. Good for Nelson Velasquez. I'm not trying to dump on Nelly. Nelly snapped his 0-for-20 stretch with an RBI double in the first inning. Toronto's defense not helping him out much in that two-run first inning for the boys in blue. Credit to the Royals for putting the ball in play. Right, no punch outs. Nelly puts it in play. Michael Massey puts it in play. Bobby Witt Jr. puts it in play. That turns into two Royals runs and an early 2-0 lead. In fact, Massey's RBI single in that two-run first inning was the first time the Royals got an RBI from the five spot in more than 10 games. Got to go back to the opener with the Orioles on that last homestand. The last time a number five hitter came through for the Royals. Nice to see some run production from someone other than Michael, Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny. That was something that had caught my eye coming into today's game. The fact that 26 of the last 29 runs driven in by a Royal had come from Michael, Bobby, Salvi, or Vinny. You had an Isbell home run mixed in there and a pair of hit-by-pitches. So it wasn't even as if the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters had done much to drive in runs. They were bringing nothing for a 10-game stretch. And then tonight, Velasquez, an RBI double in the first. Massey, an RBI single with two outs in the first. Freddie Vermeen with that home run we just heard with Jake Eisenberg on the call. Kyle Isbell had an RBI single in the fourth and a solo homer in the sixth. So four of the five runs come from the bottom of the lineup. That is a nice sign, in my opinion. Royals lose, though. 6-5, the final score. They're now 17-13 on the season. Four games above 500. Still the proud owners of the third best run differential in Major League Baseball. All right, phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. To answer my own question about Jonathan Bolin, I'd give Daniel Lynch a look. Sunday against the Rangers, not necessarily a yellow brick road back to the big leagues facing the defending champs, but Jonathan Bolin, nice job. See you when we see you. Maybe it's in a different role. Maybe we're not giving you the ball, expecting you to go through the lineup two times. Again, if I'm being honest with you, my hope coming into the game was he'd be able to face the lineup twice, would be able to do it in four innings. But as I'm watching that game, when he got through the lineup once, I had seen enough. I didn't think it was going to go any better the second time through, and it didn't. Gave up two runs the first time through, two runs the second time through, and didn't make it out of the third inning. He was amped up, no doubt about it. But, and I know the stuff, yeah, a big velocity, no doubt. Hit 98. I think there was a 99 in there. He's talented, no doubt about it. But like we've covered over the past few seasons, all these guys are talented. You don't get to the big leagues without being immensely talented. You're the 1% of the 1%. Everybody plays baseball. Nobody makes it to the big leagues. So if you're talented enough to make it to the big leagues, congratulations, first and foremost. To stay in the big leagues, oh my goodness. You know how good you need to be? There's no shame in getting to the big leagues and not staying right away. Shoot, Jackson Holliday's already been sent down. But no, Sunday against the Rangers, if they do indeed go the route of another starting pitcher, yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to having Daniel Lynch get a look. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. Dan and KCK, Rally Mantis, both of them very confident that Cole Reagans will put an end to the losing streak tomorrow. You should feel good. I mean, all baseball fans should feel good about this game tomorrow night in Toronto. It's the game we deserve. The game we were robbed of at Kauffman Stadium last week. Reagans and Berríos, the game that was rained out, the 3.5-hour rain delay that they eventually just said, all right, forget it, we're done waiting, it's over, game over, Royals win. Now we'll be able to see just how deep could Cole Reagans have gone, just how good was Jose Berríos. 913-586-7610. Dan, Rally Mantis, man, I'm with you. That's the biggest difference. That's why I asked you to hear me in totality in the open. This is not the same old Royals. The 2024 Royals don't have much, if anything, in common with the teams we've been watching for the past half decade. But tonight, tonight felt like a game I've watched multiple times in multiple months over the past half decade. From the 785, Vern, if this was the same old Royals, we would have been blown out. Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, last year the Royals were what, 21-20 in one run games? See, the thing that confuses me with some is the love affair with the fight of this team in 2024. Oh man, they scrap. They never say die. Yeah, they to me they did that last year. For the most part, I think they've done that every year. I've been covering this team for 12 years now. I can't think of many teams that just rolled over. You know, sure, okay, there were times in 2018 where it felt as if everyone knows this is going nowhere. But for the most part, over the last 5, 6, 7 years, Salvi demands it. Okay, maybe it would get sideways in 2019 without Salvi around. But if Salvi's there, he holds the clubhouse to a certain standard, or does his best to hold the clubhouse to a certain standard. So the whole fighting and battling, and I don't think that's a unique trait of this team in 2024. What's unique about 2024 is the pitching, the defense, the team speed, Bobby Witt, what Salvador Perez is doing. If you missed the game, Salvi was scratched about an hour and a half, 2 hours before the game. Back soreness. But as Matt Quatrero said, he stayed working on it all afternoon and throughout the game. He wanted to be ready if the team needed him late, and they did. Salvi comes to the dish with a man on and two outs in the top of the ninth inning with his team down by one. Spits on the first pitch he sees from the hard-throwing righty Nate Pearson, and on the second, he rips it to left field to extend his career-best on-base streak to 19 games. He had one appearance, and he extends the on-base streak to 19 games. He's hitting .354 in that stretch with an OPS near 1,100 and more walks than strikeouts. Text line 913-586-7610. All right, here's a good question from the 816. Fern, with all due respect, why do you say the game felt out of reach? They were within one multiple times. They had so many missed chances. How was it out of reach? Good question. I can understand where that comes from. Two things stand out to me of why it felt out of reach. Number one is what I've been talking about, how it felt very 2022-23, and I kind of ease back in to that mode, that we don't have enough pitching mode. You know, we can have the energy, we can have the bats, we can have the speed, but we don't have the pitching. That's what I felt. But you're right, they did. They had Schreiber ready to go. They had James MacArthur. Had they tied it up or taken the lead, I would have fully expected James MacArthur to throw multiple innings tonight. So they did have the pitching. I'm talking about the feeling I get when I watch Jonathan Boland leave in the third. The feeling I had coming into the game where I'm just hoping and praying that the starter can give you four. It's a reflection of just how good this pitching has been and maybe just how spoiled I've been by this pitching. Being honest with you, Texter, 30 games into the season, the starting pitcher has given the Royals a chance to win 28 of those 30 games. So when something like this happens, yeah, maybe I'm ill-equipped to handle a poor start. I just haven't seen many of them. So the pitching and feeling as if you were at a pitching disadvantage throughout the night, that's one reason. The second is because those chances you talk about, you're right, they did have chances. And they did miss out on quite a few of them. But the ones that stood out to me happened in the second inning and the fourth inning. Second inning with Bobby Witt Jr. at the dish. Two outs and runners on second and third. It's a 2-2 game. Bobby's ahead in the count, 2-0. I'm not saying Bobby needs to come through in every single plate appearance. You know, this isn't like it's been in years previous where, hey, if Bobby or Salvi don't do the damage, damage isn't going to be done. That's not the case. At least it hasn't been the case for the large majority of the season. But in that situation, in a game where you have Jonathan Boland on the hill, where in a game where, again, I came into it expecting to be at a pitching disadvantage for a large chunk of the game, opportunities like that, you just sense that they're big, that you need to cash in. When you have your MVP candidate at the plate with two in scoring position and two outs in a tie game, yes, it's early, but it's clear that Boland's not going to have a special night. Bobby doesn't come through. Ahead 2-0, count ends up full. The next pitch, he had a real opportunity to send one a long way, a hanger in the middle from Yariel Rodriguez, but Bobby lets it go for strike one. Count is worked full, and eventually Bobby grounds out to the left side. So that was a second inning opportunity. Then in the fourth, bases loaded, two outs. Blue Jays go to their bullpen, and they bring in the reliever, the left-hander, Henesy Cabrera. Now, in this spot in the top of the fourth inning, the Royals find themselves down 4-2. 4-3. 4-3, bases loaded, two outs with Vinny Pasquantino at the dish. Vinny, at that point, was 0 for his previous 21. And he falls behind in the count 1-2 and eventually grounds out back up the middle, ending the threat. Those two instances happening so early in the game, to me, also put me further into my baseball depression. No, lack of a better term. My acceptance that it might not be in the cards tonight. That's why it felt so out of reach to me, because by the fifth inning, the starting pitcher was already out of the game. The starting pitcher didn't even last through three. And your number two and number three hitter had game-changing at-bats, game-changing plate appearances that slipped through their fingers. That's why, to me, it felt so very out of reach for a majority of this game. But that's me. Appreciate you listening. And I understand where you're coming from. From a different vantage point, yeah, maybe this was edge-of-your-seat stuff. Maybe this was an endlessly entertaining game. To me, it just always felt like the boys were a step behind. Final score, Blue Jays 6, Royals 5. The Royals' record is now 17-13 on the season. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. That base hit for Salvi in the ninth, his 36th hit of the season. It's top 10 in Major League Baseball. Salvi, following tonight, has the fifth best batting average in the sport. He's hitting .346. And his OPS is eighth best. Salvi's OPS is an even 1,000. Wow. He turns 34 in less than 2 weeks. My game notes following this 6-5 loss are presented to you, as always, by our good friends at Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when call Jay's Southland Tow. Quick timeout. We'll get right back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Trevor Richards has a 3.65 ERA this season. Fly ball hit pretty well. Deep right center, way back. Center fielder looking up. It's gone. It's a home run by Kyle Isbell.
Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Kyle Isbell. First pitch he sees in that at-bat in the sixth inning, a first pitch fastball, 92 in the middle. He didn't miss it. He rips it 406 feet for his third home run of the season. Made it a game. Well, it was always a game. Like I was discussing in the previous segment, or answering the text in the previous segment, yeah, it was always a game. That home run from Isbell made it 5-4 Toronto. A short-lived one-run deficit is in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Matt Sauer would give one right back, making it 6-4 Toronto. Freddie Fermin homered in the eighth, and that's how we arrive, sadly, at our final score. Blue Jays 6, Royals 5. Kyle Isbell with that home run and his RBI single in the fourth. Isbell has his second multi-hit game in the past week. And over the past seven games, Izzy has seven hits, including a double, triple, two homers, and six runs scored. I mentioned Freddie Fermin going bridge. Freddie, in his last 10 games, is hitting .281 with five runs scored and three walks. All right, let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. I don't know if this person misheard me or maybe I did a poor job explaining myself. But from the 913, Vern, you're blaming this on one pitcher, but you just said they had their chances at the plate. I'm putting this one on the bats. When you leave nine men on base, you take the blame off the pitcher. Yeah, fair point. Listen, I'm not saying this game is the fault of Jonathan Bolin. No, when Bolin left the game, the Royals trailed 4-2. And there were still six innings to play? Yeah, of course the game wasn't over. Yeah. I don't think you can lay this one at the feet of anyone, to be quite honest with you. There isn't a culprit, in my opinion. This was just a loss. It was a loss, honestly, that I was anticipating all morning and all evening and all afternoon, and sadly it came to fruition. You know, this to me, and you've heard me say, if you've listened, you've heard me say this countless times, dating back to December. When the Royals brought in Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha, it was my belief that they were going to offer the type of stability that we haven't seen in these parts since 2016. The type of stability that gives a team a chance to win four out of every five games. 70-80% of your games you're going to have a chance to win. Well, there's still that other 20-30%. That's the bucket I put this game in. Now, pitcher didn't give you a chance to win. It hasn't happened very often. It's happened twice all year. And it's going to happen a bunch more. Hopefully it continues to happen once every 15 games. Because that right now is the pace that this Royals pitching staff is pumping out. Yeah. Jonathan Bolin takes the loss, but I'm not hanging this one around his neck. In fact, let's hear what Jonathan Bolin had to say after the game as he addresses the media in Toronto. And this audio courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City.
Mistakes got hit. At the end of the day, I wasn't pounding the zone I would have liked. And when you fall behind, stuff like this happens. And it's just all part of the process. Learning from it, growing, and keep working and trying to be and fix it.
At the end of the day.
What do you take away from tonight?
Just, like I said, I need to execute better. Because whenever you get behind an account, it definitely makes the situation a lot harder. And I definitely feel that I'll figure that out. I'll fix that. And, I mean, all I can do is grow from it and talk and learn as much as I can with it just being the first one up here so far.
On two home runs to Turner there, were they mislocations or were they just, he just got around to it from where you threw it?
Yeah, I mean, the first one, it was mislocated. I mean, that's not where an ideal slider is supposed to go. But the second one, it was a well-executed pitch. He was just ready for it. And so he's a good hitter. I mean, he's an all-star, like, or he's a former all-star, whatever, you know. And he's a great hitter, and he's able to make adjustments. And that's, like I said, part of the learning process. And like I said, you got to grow, learn, and do everything you can to, you know, perform better next time.
There you go. That's Jonathan Bolin after 2 2/3 innings of four-run baseball. He scatters six hits, walks three, strikes out three. He's as nice of a young man as you're ever going to want to meet. I think it comes across there in that conversation with Annie and Jalen after the game. Maybe we see him again. Maybe he pitches Sunday against the Rangers. Maybe when he returns, he's a reliever. Who knows? But again, I'm not blaming Jonathan Bolin. This is a game where everyone else has to contribute. Everyone else has to pitch in and pick up the kid making his season debut. And no one was really able to. You know, Tyler Duffy was fine. Matt Sauer was fine. You know, Bobby Witt Jr. was fine. Mikel Garcia was, you know, sure. Want Vinny to come through there. Would love Massey to come through again. Sure. This is just, every team's going to lose 45, 50 games, 56 games. This is one of those games, in my opinion. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Matt from Leawood writes in, Vern, don't give the ball back to Jonathan Bolin this weekend. And no, Daniel Lynch will never be the answer. So why not go bullpen game? Zerpa can probably give you three. Go bullpen game, sign Matt from Leawood. Well, again, Matt, that's another reflection of just how different this 2024 team is. As you feel comfortable saying that, and saying that with the possibility of the Royals actually winning that game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Trevor Richards has a 3.65 ERA this season. Fly ball hit pretty well. Deep right center, way back. Center fielder looking up. It's gone. It's a home run by Kyle Isbell.
Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Kyle Isbell. First pitch he sees in that at-bat in the sixth inning, a first pitch fastball, 92 in the middle. He didn't miss it. He rips it 406 feet for his third home run of the season. Made it a game. Well, it was always a game. Like I was discussing in the previous segment, or answering the text in the previous segment, yeah, it was always a game. That home run from Isbell made it 5-4 Toronto. A short-lived one-run deficit is in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Matt Sauer would give one right back, making it 6-4 Toronto. Freddie Fermin homered in the eighth, and that's how we arrive, sadly, at our final score. Blue Jays 6, Royals 5. Kyle Isbell with that home run and his RBI single in the fourth. Isbell has his second multi-hit game in the past week. And over the past 7 games, Izzy has 7 hits, including a double, triple, two homers, and six runs scored. I mentioned Freddie Fermin going bridge. Freddie, in his last 10 games, is hitting .281 with five runs scored and three walks. All right, let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. I don't know if this person misheard me, or maybe I did a poor job explaining myself. But from the 913, Vern, you're blaming this on one pitcher, but you just said they had their chances at the plate. I'm putting this one on the bats. When you leave nine men on base, you take the blame off the pitcher. Yeah, fair point. Listen, I'm not saying this game is the fault of Jonathan Bolin. No, when Bolin left the game, the Royals trailed 4-2, and there were still six innings to play. Yeah, of course the game wasn't over. Yeah. I don't think you can lay this one at the feet of anyone, to be quite honest with you. There isn't a culprit, in my opinion. This was just a loss. It was a loss, honestly, that I was anticipating all morning and all evening and all afternoon, and sadly it came to fruition. Now, this to me, and you've heard me say, if you've listened, you've heard me say this countless times, dating back to December. When the Royals brought in Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha, it was my belief that they were going to offer the type of stability that we haven't seen in these parts since 2016. The type of stability that gives a team a chance to win four out of every five games. 70-80% of your games you're going to have a chance to win. Well, there's still that other 20-30%. That's the bucket I put this game in. Now, pitcher didn't give you a chance to win. Hasn't happened very often. It's happened twice all year. And it's going to happen a bunch more. Hopefully it continues to happen once every 15 games. Because that right now is the pace that this Royals pitching staff is pumping out. Yeah. Jonathan Bolin takes the loss, but I'm not hanging this one around his neck. In fact, let's hear what Jonathan Bolin had to say after the game as he addresses the media in Toronto. And this audio courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City.
Mistakes got hit.
At the end of the day, I wasn't pounding the zone I would have liked. And when you fall behind, stuff like this happens. And it's just all part of the process. Learning from it, growing, and keep working and trying to be and fix it.
At the end of the day.
What do you take away from tonight?
Just, like I said, I need to execute better. Because whenever you get behind an account, it definitely makes the situation a lot harder. And I definitely feel that I'll figure that out. I'll fix that. And, I mean, all I can do is grow from it and talk and learn as much as I can with it just being the first one up here so far.
On two home runs to Turner there, were they mislocations or he just got around to it from where you threw it?
Yeah, I mean, the first one, it was mislocated. I mean, that's not where an ideal slider is supposed to go. But the second one, it was a well-executed pitch. He was just ready for it. And so he's a good hitter. I mean, he's an all-star, or he's a former all-star, whatever, you know. And he's a great hitter, and he's able to make adjustments. And that's, like I said, part of the learning process. And like I said, you got to grow, learn, and do everything you can to, you know, perform better next time.
There you go. That's Jonathan Bolin after 2 2/3 innings of four-run baseball. He scatters six hits, walks three, strikes out three. He's as nice of a young man as you're ever going to want to meet. I think it comes across there in that conversation with Annie and Jalen after the game. Maybe we see him again. Maybe he pitches Sunday against the Rangers. Maybe when he returns, he's a reliever. Who knows? But again, I'm not blaming Jonathan Bolin. This is a game where everyone else has to contribute. Everyone else has to pitch in and pick up the kid making his season debut. And no one was really able to. Now, Tyler Duffy was fine. Matt Sauer was fine. Bobby Witt Jr. was fine. Mikel Garcia was, sure. Want Vinny to come through there. Would love Massey to come through again. Sure. This is just every team's going to lose 45, 50 games, 56 games. This is one of those games, in my opinion. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Matt from Leawood writes in, Vern, don't give the ball back to Jonathan Bolin this weekend. And no, Daniel Lynch will never be the answer. So why not go bullpen game? Zerpa can probably give you three. Go bullpen game, signed Matt from Leawood. Well, again, Matt, that's another reflection of just how different this 2024 team is. As you feel comfortable saying that, and saying that with the possibility of the Royals actually winning that game, right? Matt, I can't imagine you're saying bullpen game and we'll punt on the game. No, you think they can win a bullpen game. And we're talking about a game that's 6 days away. The confidence, arrogance, audacity to think that the starters are going to eat up enough innings that you'll have enough fresh relievers to pull off a bullpen game. That shows you how different things are in 2024, right? Because there's no way. I mean, there is no way that a season ago you would look at the next four starting pitchers and say, oh, well, they'll all give us likely five-plus frames, so the bullpen will be rested. But now in 24, yeah, Reagans, Lugo, Singer, Waka, bullpen might be pretty rested Sunday. Maybe you can go bullpen game. Matt, I'm not going to argue with you. And I understand your feelings about Daniel Lynch, but he's in the organization. He's on the 40-man roster. And so long as he's healthy and, you know, finding the zone, or you like the way the stuff's coming out of his hand, you know, I'm not getting the reports during this game of how Daniel's pitching down in Omaha of late, but if you like the way he looks, give him a look coming up on Sunday. 913-586-7610. From the 913, Vern, this offense is kind of feast or famine. I see your point about this game feeling out of reach. Although I do wonder, is our run differential skewed by beating up bad pitchers? No. To me, the run differential, which still ranks third best in baseball, has nothing to do with the Royals' offense, to be quite honest with you. To me, the run differential is a reflection of a superb defense, a very good rotation, outstanding team speed, and a middle-of-the-road offense that has a pair of MVP candidates in it. Well, to me, the offense has as little to do with the run differential as any of the other four or five facets of this beautiful game of baseball. Starting pitching, relief pitching, defense, base running, and offense. I'll put the offense dead last. A few more from the text line. Raj in the Ozarks writing in, saying that everybody down here has jokes, Vern. They're telling me that MJ Melendez is code. Oh, okay. That's actually pretty. That's funny. The joke is MJ Melendez's code at ticketsforless.com only gets you tickets to minor league games. And as far as Asa Lacy, I see you're asking about him, Rod. She underwent Tommy John surgery this spring, so his 2024 is washed. From the 316, Vern, what's going on with MJ and Vinny? They're struggling. MJ's 1 for his last 24. Vinny's 0 for his last 23. Hopefully someone found MJ after the game and reminded him that he was smoking balls. 104-mile-per-hour line drive goes right to the center fielder in the second. 104-mile-per-hour line drive off of his bat goes right to the left fielder in the fourth inning. MJ 0 for 4 and again 1 for his last 24. Vinny's already come out of one skid. I fully expect the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino to do it again. Someone from the 816 showing me some love. Thank you. for my winning picks earlier today on the On Deck Show. Yes, I did. I more than tripled your money. Double play each and every On Deck Show right here on 610 Sports Radio. We give you the best plays for that night's Royals game. The apps, where to go, what the odds are. We hook you up each and every day on the On Deck Show. From the 913, Vern, my buddy said to me, the Royals are starting to show their true colors. I don't buy it. We're only three games back. I still have faith. Listen, there's 132 games to go. Right? What we've watched over this first month, we're going to do that another five times. So if you're this in, out, sold, sell, all in, all out, man, you're never going to make it. You're never going to make it through a competitive baseball season. I'll tell you that right now. The 913 wishes Bobby would have stolen second base in the ninth inning. Yeah, I'm sure Bobby wishes he would have stolen second base too. I'm guessing he didn't have the opportunity or else he would have gone. If you missed it, Bobby's on first with one out in the ninth inning. Royals down 6-5. Vinny's at the dish. Ball one, strike one, and then Vinny lines out to center. So Bobby had, what, two chances there? Two chances to steal second base there in that ninth inning. Okay, so he doesn't get it done with Vinny. That brings up Salvi. Salvi singled to left on the second pitch that he saw. So Bobby had, what, three pitches where he could have stolen second base? I'm sure he was looking. I can promise you he tried. But sometimes it's not always the best idea. I can tell you this. Bobby knew, don't get thrown out. If you go, you must be safe. Because could you imagine getting thrown out at second base to make the third and final out of the game, the 27th out of the game? I mean, we saw that a few days ago with the Angels and Joe Adell. But looking at that ninth inning, listen, of course, yeah, everyone would have loved to have seen Bobby go. Really, he only had two opportunities, right? Because that strike to Vinny was a foul off. So Bobby had two pitches to seal second base. I don't know if he can get two down on the kid for not pulling it off. All right, let's get one more from the text line from the 913. Vern, is Michael Garcia our best option as leadoff? I love him, but he lacks discipline. Well, I think you're answering your own question, to be quite honest with you. Because if there was a better option, I think you would know about it. There would be someone that you would put in that text. So, no. No, the answer is no. I mean, right now, the goal is to find a five hitter, is someone to protect Salvi in the five spot. Top four, don't touch it. Michael, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi. That's what's working right now. Let's worry about everything else. But I appreciate you listening. Royals lose 6-5. It's now on to game two of this three-game series. Cole Reagans squaring off with Jose Berríos. The pitching matchup that we've waited for, that we were robbed of last week at Kauffman Stadium. Hey, speaking of Michael and his discipline or lack thereof, Jake Eisenberg noting Michael has swung at the first pitch of the first at-bat in 12 straight games. Very Alcides Escobar-esque. His cousin, Alcides Escobar. All right, so I'll talk to you tomorrow at 5 o'clock for the On Deck Show. Royals, Blue Jays, Grant Nicholson, thank you very much for the help back in the studio. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Monday night. Take care, Kansas City.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Past Pacino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.